welcome to episode number 24. Wow, episode number 24 of Intimate Catch Ups. Hello, darling. And I am so thrilled that you're here. I just had a pizza, so I'm like hoping I don't have anything in my teeth. Anyway, let's dive into it. Today's episode is my absolute favorite. Now, here's the thing. Life can get busy sometimes, and we can lose track of stuff. And if we're always in a place of running around, being busy, as you can see, look at my desk, I've been really busy, it can be really easy to fall into the pattern of feeling tired, feeling stressed, feeling not good about ourselves and our bodies. And we can just end up putting sex life on hold, putting our pleasure on hold, and not actually taking the time to meditate, to do yoga, to do the things that we really want to do, to make love with our partner, have a relaxing bath. So today's episode is all about, I'm going to turn that music down, it's all about coming back to pleasure when we go off the pleasure train and we end up in the world of stuff and confusion and all this stuff. So this is a really favorite topic of mine, because here's the thing, you are going to get off the track of the pleasure train. There are times in your life where you're not going to feel pumped, where you're not going to be in this space of I love my life and everything is just so pleasurable and I love making love with my partner, etc, etc, etc. There's going to be times where you don't feel like doing these things. So here's my tip to help you to come back to the pleasure train. Oh my god, that's like the worst analogy, like the worst thing ever, like pleasure train, like really? Like, so yeah, anyway, so come back to pleasure and to come back to what feels good for you. So lately my life has been really busy and me and my partner have not had the intimacy that we generally would like to, like the last 2 weeks. Now, we have a great relationship and we just, for me, I just like to monitor and to keep things going really well. But the last few weeks we've been really busy. We just recovered from being sick. If you haven't watched any of my other older episodes, you'll know that I've been really sick, so has my partner. And we have a little 2-year-old, and so we've been really busy, we've been really sick, and we've just hadn't had as much intimacy and sex as we would like. So we sat down last night and we made a list of all the things that turn us off right now and all the things that turn us on right now. So it's not just about all the things that turn you on in the bedroom, like going down on me or kissing behind my ear, but all the things in your life. It's context that makes great sex, not the sex itself. So all the things that like turn us off. So for me, it's being sick, it's being stressed, it's being too busy, it's not having time for, actually I should get my list, 1 second, I'll go. Cool. So my list, breaks, all the things that stop me from wanting to get intimate with my partner. Stress, looking after my son all day, too much coffee, food, alcohol, being tired, money woes, not feeling supported, loved, important. Not being romanticized. I was like, is that even a word? But you know what? Who cares? Not being romanticized, meaning like, no romance. not feeling sexy in my body. Sickness, fighting, arguments, touching my belly. I really have this pet peeve where I hate it when my partner touches my belly. Don't ask me why. Picking on my flaws, looking at me with the ugly eyes. And my partner was like, ugly eyes? I was like, yeah. Sometimes you look at me with the I wanna fuck you eyes, and then you've got the give me a blowjob eyes, and then you've got the fuck you, bitch. Anyway, it's a joke. It's not that far. It's just like looking at me like we've got a disagreement, which is the ugly eyes. Not spending time working on sex techniques, because part of my expectation in my relationship with my partner is that we grow together and that we develop sexually together. We keep growing and we learn new techniques. And if we're not learning those techniques, it's a total turn off. And then you've got to write a list. So that's one list of all the things that turn you off. Context, folks, context, and then there's all the things that turn you on. So here's a little look at mine. Feeling listened to, supported, loved, relaxed, calm, not tired, nourished, feeling romanticized, feeling sexy, healthy, good communication, foot massage, yes! Sexy talk, sexy clothes, massage, time together, playing without expectation, sexy pictures, role play, being grabbed, firmly helping me with my goals. So write this list. Now, what you need to do is sit down with your partner, they write their list, you write your list, you come together, you then explore how you can work on minimizing the context that doesn't make you feel good. So, minimizing the stress, minimizing the things that are taking away from your pleasure in your life and in your sex. And then looking at how you can infuse more of those sexy, saucy things that make you feel so good in your life, and how you can work together to create more of those things that you desire. So that is one way to help you to really get back to feeling amazing in your body, getting hold of the pleasure once more. And yes, it's a journey. You need to keep grabbing it. You need to keep reaching out, because no one is going to come along and say to you, here you go, here's a wonderful life and these are all the things that you desire, and this is your pleasure is your birthright, and here's all these wonderful things. You need to go after them. You need to reach out. You need to grab them with full force. All right, lovely. Thank you for watching Intimate Catch-Ups, episode number 24. I'll see you tomorrow with another episode. Oh, yeah. And if you like this episode, please like it and share it with your peeps. And if you'd like more great value, come on over to my Instagram and follow me there. Have a good one. Bye.